Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. And glad to have all you folks with us tonight. It's Monday, January 26, 2015, and 72 degrees in Austin, Texas, where I am from right now. Up in New York, it's pretty cold, folks, so stick with us tonight. Don't go out and drive. We have a good show for you tonight. My co-host is Chris White. Before we go any further, I'm going to let Chris introduce himself to you and tell us a little about himself. Chris, you with us?
I'm here. Ready to go wild and crazy with you, Gary.
All right, man.
My strongest gift, I guess, is probably that I'm an empath. Although I read tarot cards, and what I usually do is I'll read the tarot cards, and I'm looking for a story in the tarot cards when I'm talking with someone, and I will listen for my angels and guides to kind of to talk to me, to tell me things, and I can hear things at times. I'm clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient, and I try to look for a story in the cards and relate that story back to the person. My strongest gift is feeling, and I've studied a lot of quantum physics and the law of attraction, and I really dove into like energy, and everything is just energy, and they're starting to prove out that in quantum physics. And so I try to move into that energy and feel it, see it, hear it, and try and understand it when I'm with someone, and relate back to them what my guides and angels are telling me and what I'm seeing. And that's basically how I read. I've been doing this for probably 15 years, and it's progressively gotten better. And so I'm where I'm at now, and this is great. I love coming on these shows and working with the different people, and I just love. I just generally love helping people. That's what I've always wanted to do. Yes, and God has given me a place to do it, and I'm totally excited about it. So that's me, Gary, and I'm ready to go.
All right, Chris. Well, this is Chris and I's first time together on a radio show. He's a member of Psychics Gone Wild. And to all you folks listening, please go to psychicsgonewild.com. On the left side of the page, there's some links. Go to the contact link. Let us know who you are. Give us your information, and you'll be ready to win some prizes from Crazy Jethro and the crazy team at Psychics Gone Wild. T-shirts, books, all kinds of things. We have several people in the calling room, and we will get to you all. Be sure and press 1 if you folks want a reading. There's several people in the call room who have not pressed 1, so you certainly can just listen. But if you do want a reading or make a comment or whatever, press 1. I'm going to say a little bit about myself real quickly. I got into psychic ability in the late 60s. I started reading about Edgar Cayce and things like that. In the early 70s, I started giving readings. In 1977, at the tender age of 29, so so you can figure out the math. I've been around a while. I had a near-death experience. Absolutely blew my mind. I didn't know people could have this sort of thing. Nobody talked about it then. I knew what I'd gone through, but it was just mind-blowing. Most incredible thing that's ever happened to me. I wrote a book about it, and you folks can check it out. It's a very interesting book called A Second in Eternity. A Second in Eternity. It's on Kindle and Amazon. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me with a method called lithomancy, reading stones. And I use that. We'll be giving some readings to you folks tonight using lithomancy. It's a very interesting art. Real quickly, I'll explain what it is. I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do it in person, the person drops these stones, and when I do it over the phone, the caller just says drop. And in either case, I read the stones like a clock. And so the readings cover 12 weeks. Just can cover a couple things tonight. Can't get into too much depth in what I cover 3 months in 3 or 4 minutes. But if you want to find some more about that, check out Psychics Gone Wild. Check out both Chris and I. See what we do. You can go to my webpage on Psychics Gone Wild, and you can read a lot about lithomancy. You can check out my book. I wrote a book on this art. Check that out. It's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. It's the only comprehensive book about how to read patterns in stones. Both are on Amazon and Kindle, so check those out. Something you said, Chris, a minute ago that I really was not only fascinated with in 1977, but become more fascinated with, as you have, is the interrelationship between quantum physics and all its possibilities down at the very core of lowest levels of matter, its possibilities, and the fact that the whole universe is one big creative imagination. Interesting how much science is learning about that interface now. Don't you think?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's just, when I talk with people, sometimes I think it kind of flies over their head a little bit, you know, but we all have 5 senses, sight, you know, hearing, taste, smell, feeling, and those senses are really just synaptic endings, you know, on our finger, you know, on our bodies. Mm-hmm. And that energy, that vibrating, resonating frequencies of energies, when you get around someone, they radiate that from their heart, and when you get into it and get entangled with it, but wherever you're at, that you get into that energy and it hits those synapses and just sends a signal up through your central nervous system into your brain, and your brain like has this little stage and it creates a holographic picture. And so that being said, you can, your thoughts, when you see that picture, the stories you've been told through your whole life, you want to go back. Most people want to go back and get those stories and formulate how to react to something. But when you can understand what's going on, you can pause and go, gosh, that's just a story someone told me that I believed, and respond to something instead of react and go, I wonder who told me that. I wonder if that's really the truth. And because you're creating that picture with your thoughts, you know, and then the thoughts go down, send a signal to your heart, and then you send out a signal into the universe. And then that either draws people to you or pushes people away, but it definitely moves energy all around. That's the one thing that's intrigued me about Patty Negre, that's part of this organization, that she is so good at talking about how energy and moving energy around. And I'm intrigued when I watch her videos and stuff. And but yes,
she's amazing. Yeah. And that's really it, because it really is a matter of energy. And you know what, Chris, we're going to give you a chance here to demonstrate that. How would you like that, brother?
Okay.
We're going to put you on the line with our first caller of the night. And you heard Chris's interesting talk about energy and mind and quantum physics. So who are we talking to, 702? We're going to plug you into Chris. 702?
Hi, good evening. My name is Craig. Thank you for taking my call.
Craig, how are you, my man?
I'm doing pretty good, sir.
Good, brother, good. Well, let's let Chris throw some of his magic on you, okay, Chris? This is
okay.
This is Craig.
Craig, you got a question for us?
Yeah, I got a question. I put in a bunch of applications within the last month or so, and I just want to know, do you see a job coming for me?
Okay, let me look at my cards here. Okay, I do, and the card. Let me tell you the cards I pull. This is the way I pull cards is I pull a card on top that I call it the dominant card, and it kind of dominates the story I'm trying to see, and I pull a card on the bottom that kind of is the roots of the story. I call it the foundation card. And then I pull a past, present, future card in the middle. And the past, present, future card I pulled was hope in your past and financial and material changes in the middle and destiny, the destiny card on the end, which are the destiny card especially is extremely a good card. It's in the major arcana. And the dominant card I pulled was Love Begins. So what I'm looking at is a story that I'm seeing you, yes, finding a job, and it's going to be a job that you're really going to like. And my guides are giving me a time frame of 2 months is what I'm hearing. Now, the foundation card I pulled was a mental conflict card. So my guides are telling me that, that you may feel some distress a little bit as you're moving through this. I'm sensing that you're really wanting a job. You're really anxious to get it, but don't let your feelings of being anxious and interfere with staying calm and being in the zone, like when you go into interviews and stuff. Is that resonating with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yes, it's I'm getting some hits. When I get hits, because I'm empathic and I'm talking, when I get hits that I'm on the path, my body will kind of tingle and vibrate down one side or the other, or my head, the band around my head where my third eye will tingle. And I'm getting a real hit with you that you're a very knowledgeable person, and you are very diligent, and that you will find a job because of that, and you'll find the job that's your destiny, and you'll like it, and that's what I'm picking up.
All right, thank you very much. Great.
Hey, Craig, I just wanted to say along that same line, when you were talking to Chris, I was drawing some cards, and everything he was saying, I was getting confirmation about. So.
Wow.
So that's the first reading I've heard you do, Chris, and let's see what everybody thinks about that, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Getting wild. Seriously. When I get the same feeling you're saying, it's very good. So, Craig, we hope that helps you, man.
Certainly does. You guys have a good week.
God bless you, brother. Have a good evening.
Yeah, God bless you, Craig.
We got a lot of cards, and you folks can listen back on the archives later. I think you can download it to your computer, so be sure and check that out. And also check out Psychics Gone Wild, see what Chris and I do. We can certainly do more on a long reading. We've got several calls, so we'll probably rotate if that's okay with you, Chris. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine with me.
All right. Well, this is Area Code 609, you there?
Hello.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name's Susan.
Susan, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Compared to the world, good, 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 good. Because I always, as I always tell people, that's the one use of free will you get in life. You get to decide whether stuff's treating you good or bad. You may not get to choose your situation, but you do get to choose how you interpret it. Now, can I give you a general reading, Susan? You got some questions? What's up with you, my dear?
You can just pick up what you pick up.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm charging these 16 stones. This will cover a lot of issues for you and probably address some of your questions. What I'm doing is I'm putting your energy into them. It's getting nice and warm. And all you have to say, when it feels right to you, my dear, just one time real clearly, say drop, and I'll drop the stones and tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
That's all up right. To you.
Drop.
All right. Well, you've come out of a lot of love things and feeling like of abundance fairly good. And I say fairly because you're looking back at a lot of emotions and things with men, things with direction and so forth. And in a way, you're kind of thinking, wow, things were luckier recently. But that's not necessarily the case. Actually, you're about to open up a whole new series of lucky things for yourself because just in the first week or two, you're starting to take a lot of commitments in your life differently, including the commitment to rebuild yourself, think outside the box, make better decisions, and be more like spiritually in tune with what your fresh directions in life are going to be. So even though you look back at some of these things with kind of like worn out to some degree, you're starting a whole new cycle here. And in the next week or two, should you choose to take the Pepsi challenge and see yourself as just lucky and starting over and making a real fresh change, you're going to realize just in the first week or two, that's going to affect you with a lot of things, whether it's jobs, responsibility, education, planning, thinking outside the box, feeling real fresh. And as you do that, by the second and third week, you're starting to actually make situations, decisions that are bringing that into play. It's no longer just in the sort of got to do this stage or the, here's my plans, but it's I get to do this and here's where I'm going. Is this making sense to you?
You with me? Not sure.
Okay. Well, it feels like you're going through a lot of changes emotionally. And as you do that in the next couple of days and week, I suggest you see yourself as real lucky because you are making this start to make decisions more empowering for yourself, whether it's legal issues or personal issues, job related. Because by the second and third week here, again, as you decide to believe that there's a whole lot of really good things coming into your life and you can actually bring them to you, it starts changing your methodology. And by the third and fourth and fifth week, you're doing things in a fresh, different way. You're not doing things in the, like, outdated ways you used to. And that's helping you sort of, reconstruct a belief system for yourself, system of confidence, helping you rearrange a lot of things in your life. And that has a profound effect on relationships and your place and your environment. And by the seventh and eighth and ninth week, you're getting a lot of that cleared out. And by the end of this 3 month period, it's almost because you've gone through a lot of love things and feeling lucky one moment and a lot of healing the next, you're getting the opportunity to get even more luck and more efficient at healing yourself and other people. And you wouldn't get that had you not gone through a period recently that kind of edges you that direction. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
I suppose I'm going more through a health issue, so I guess I'm more focused on that. You mentioned healing.
Yeah, that's healing. That certainly is. You need to see a doctor about that. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you that there's a very strong triangle here, and triangles indicate strength. And one end of it is healing, one end of it is commitment, and one end of it is the love stone. It's a very clearly described triangle. And separate from it is balance, home life, and the results of it. This triangle is indicating you can do this a lot better than you think you can. So quit looking back when things were luckier and start realizing how you're going to bring that luck into the future and really heal yourself better. Believe it. You'll try it. You'll like it. It'll fit.
Okay.
You okay, girl?
Okay.
I hope that helps you. Listen back in a day or so. It'll make more sense to you in a day or so because you had no idea what I'm going to say. But I'm talking about up to 9, 10, 12 weeks in the future. So you're going to come out quite a lot different because you're going to tackle this with other your mind, your spirit, your heart, another direction. Hope that helps you, my dear.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you, Susan. You have a good night, girl.
And
we do have a lot of callers still. We're going to try and get to all you folks. And because we do have a lot of callers, Brother Chris and I are going to alternate. Again, it's the first time I've been on the show with Chris, but sure enjoyed hearing his first reading. And we're looking forward to giving him another one with 727. Are you there, Erica? 727.
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking to with that pretty voice?
This is Joanne, and Chris knows me very well.
Hello. Joanne.
I know. You wish that you didn't get me, Chris.
No, Joanne. Sweet. Sweet.
Oh,
I recognize that laugh.
We all have that.
Do what?
Joanne, what's your question?
I want to know what's going on with this man in my life.
Oh, my gosh, the same one. Oh, God, let me pull some cards. I just actually never pulled cards on that question.
No.
Joanne, okay.
That just sounds good.
You'll like this one. The dominant card of the deck is the authority card. You need to take authority over this situation that you're in.
Okay.
And I know you can. You're a strong woman. Just stand your ground. Don't let him push you around. Take authority over it. But when I pulled the past, present, and future card, I pulled a new beginnings card for the past, which is kind of wanting to blend into the present card, which is a solar plexus chakra card, which is telling me that to be creative, that take authority over your situation, but some new beginnings are getting ready to happen with you. And you can be very creative with how they happen. And I pulled a really nice card in for the future card, which is the Harmony card. And it's a guy and a woman there. And the Harmony actually could apply to business relationships, whatever. But what I'm seeing with you is a man. The foundation card I pulled was a movement, choices, and decisions. So looking at the story of the cards, I would say that you're a woman. I know you're a strong woman and that you can take authority over this situation. And as you do, new beginnings will start, and you can get in there and get creative with that. And when you get creative with that solar plexus chakra, you will find someone to have harmony with, and you'll have movement and choice. And the foundation card is just, as you move through that, you'll have movement choices and decisions to make, but I know that you can make them. And this movement choices and decisions is just a card saying, hey, you're going to have decisions, movement, choices, but you can do it. You're strong and you can do it. And I'm getting rushes with that. So I'm getting some hits on that. That's the story. And pull that right up, you know, Joanne. And can you feel that with me?
Yes. Yeah, yes, yeah. I can, but it's just like he's got so much going on, you know, and I just, you know, it's just kind of.
You know what? My guides and my angels are telling me, Joanne, that look around, you know. You might have to look around and, if he doesn't, you know, come through,
right.
You may have to look someplace
okay.
else. That's
okay.
what, you know, when I pulled the past card, it was kind of blending into the solar plexus chakra in the present. And it was kind of saying, you know, the new beginnings card was the past and the solar plexus was the present. So it was kind of blending in going, you know, when you take authority over the situations,
right.
you'll move into a new beginnings, and you can be creative with that. And when you get creative with it, it will bring harmony into your life. You'll actually, you know, when we were talking about the quantum physics before,
right.
you'll start putting off this energy that, with your creativeness that will attract that what you're looking for, that love into your life.
Okay.
And there'll be movement choices and decisions with that. It just will be there. But I know you can do it.
All righty. Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, Joanne. It's good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Okay, I'll
God
talk
bless
to you later,
Joanne.
Thank you.
I wanted to add one thing, Joanne.
Yes, sir.
Most of the clients I read for are women, and I'm a guy. I grew up with six brothers. I was clueless about how intricate and complex you ladies are.
I think you guys are more complex than we are. Sorry.
No. No guy will ever admit that. We'll all tell you. You make us complex because y'all are complex. You think we are? No, God made one sense sex a little bit simpler and one a little more complex. Let's just face it. And I bet Chris would agree with me. You ladies need to love yourself more, you know,
okay.
Believe in yourselves more, see your beauty, play a little hard to get, make the guy work for you, make him want you, don't fall into his arms so easily, make him love you, because that's how we learn. You with
okay.
me?
Okay. Yes,
be
I am.
Be confident, girl. Be confident.
All right. All right.
Make guys work for you, girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, see you later, Joanne.
All right. We're going to try and get to all you folks. Again, if you do want a reading, be sure and press 1 so we know that you do want to make a comment or get a reading. Otherwise, we just have you in the chat room. Chris and I are on Psychics Gone Wild. Go check us out, psychicsgonewild.com. See what we do. And also, when you're on psychicsgonewild.com, left side, fill out the contact page. We will put you in the bin to win a bunch of prizes, books, T-shirts, all kinds of crazy stuff. Having said that, moving on to area code 405. Are you with me, 405?
I am.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Rita.
Rita, lovely Rita, meet a mate. I know you've never heard that before. But how can I help you, my dear? You got some questions? You want a general reading? What's up?
My question would be, does grief stop you or block you from, like, the messages or the healing or...
Does grief, you say?
Yes.
Well, I think in a way, we go through so many things in life, so many cycles, ups, downs, grief, happiness. Every human thing we go through can be a doorway to higher consciousness. Everyone. It depends on how we open up to it, how we use it. Just like, for example, if you're an archer, and you shoot at the target. Every bullseye you hit lets you know exactly how to shoot. Every time you miss, it shows you how to get your aim back. So there's really no, and no matter what decision you make in life, they could go to completely different extremes. You're going to learn something either way. The moral of the story is, yes, everything can limit you or anything, or everything can inspire you or anything. And I wrote a book, about A Second in Eternity, about my near-death experience in 77. And one thing I did learn, coming back from an infinite mind, back into a very limited body in time and space, and realizing, wow, what a different world this is. Still, I saw the world we came from. and that we're connected to. And there's infinite power there. So when you're going through grief, don't be afraid to look at it and process it. It's a human thing. Happiness is human. All kinds of emotions. But always set your mind on the most, well, I'll say it this way. The most empowering decision human beings can make with free will is how you interpret things. And if you allow your grief, if you allow to interpret it as helping you heal, get stronger, you'll see that. If you interpret it as something you're going to have to deal with forever and never be happy, you'll see that. No, seriously. Seriously. You set your mind up. And life is techniques. Hell, typing is a technique. Reading stones is a technique. Swimming is a technique. Life is a technique. So, yeah, grief can stop you, but it doesn't have to. Because you can learn at any moment in life, in time. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
Really? Open your...
stagnant.
Pardon me?
I just feel stagnant, I guess.
Well, when you're stagnant, you have to change things. You have to take a step. You know, do something different. Don't do the same thing the same way tomorrow. Walk backwards. Go to a park. Call a friend. Go do some charity. Go see a movie. Go rent a library book. Go give to charity. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do to change your spot where you're at. And I know that because I'm bipolar. And I've been dealing with that my whole life. And I don't take medication. I've learned through years and years and years and decades of struggling with it that I can control my own mind. And I help people in that area a lot because I don't suggest other people do it, not take medication if they haven't got to that point. But I know how to do it. I've learned the hard way. You'd be surprised what you could accomplish in life. Don't you agree with that, Chris?
Yes, I totally agree. And I can share for just a second about that, too, because I've had a personal experience through, you know, 2-3 years ago. I got cancer, and I was healed of it. And then right after I was healed, my mom got cancer, and they could not heal her. She died in June of that year. And then my dog died in August of that year, and then my father died in October of that year. And boy, did I have some grief. And it, Jesus. You know, grief are your emotions. And it drugged me all around and drugged me through the mud. The right. One thing that helped me was I really had to kind of force myself to go out, to get out and I started looking for some groups that I could go to, actually. And guess what I found? I found Psychics Gone Wild. And I just went there and was with those people. I just, you know, I still was kind of in the mud a little bit, but I went there, was with those people, and now I have come out of it. And I could not hardly talk without, you know, breaking up into tears when I was talking with people. But now I've gotten to where I still, because I'm an empath, I feel when people are feeling. And, you know, I can feel your pain. I can feel your grief. But I have learned to be able to experience that. Like, I'm getting rushes all over me right now feeling it. But I've learned to be able to talk through that. And move through that. But I would just say hang in there and try and find some people to get around to you. And going back to the quantum thing, physics thing, some people that are putting off vibrations of, you know, appreciation, happiness, you know, whatever, electromagnetic waves from their heart, if I can say it that way, but positive feelings. And it will just being in getting entangled with that, those feelings, you will start to entrain with it, and it will help pull you out of the emotions that are dragging you around and making you feel so, you know, out of sorts. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I know happy, it's tough. I know it's tough, yeah.
Happiness and love and friendship, that brings more happiness and love and friendship. Rita, we both feel like you've been through a lot, but I'll tell you what, we're on your side, girl, and we're going to send you some good vibes. And we hope you call us back in a couple of weeks and show us how much you've improved. It's in your power. And God bless you. Remember, life is always cycles. So what goes one way, turn around, go the other way. You'll be 10 times happier than you ever believed in your life. Can't put a date on it, but bring it sooner rather than later. You with me, girl?
Yeah.
God bless you, Rita.
Yeah, God bless you, Rita.
Lovely Rita. I shouldn't have said that. I know she's probably heard that so many times, it's corny.
Lovely
but
Rita,
folks,
Rita made.
Yeah, that's right. You got a corny host tonight. Actually, I spent my life as a musician and a psychic. And to prove to you folks how much attitude works, I got the crappiest voice of anybody who's ever picked up a guitar. But I played 25 years as a soloist. And it's not because I had a good voice. It's because I had good determination to make things work and believe in it. So confidence and faith will pull you a lot of miles where a good voice won't. Having said
Gary,
that,
no, I've heard your music, and it is good. I like your music.
I learned how to fake it pretty well. And well, here's the difference. I am a musician. I've worked with great singers. I know the difference. I know how to make what I have work, but I do know the difference between the way I naturally sing and what good voices are, because I've played with good singers my whole life. I made it work. Never in any Grammys, won't ever. But that's the whole point, making your life work. Making it work with what you got.
You know something, Gary, I'll share this with you. You did what I really had a dream of doing, but I myself was a musician. I played guitar. I had a little four-track recorder, and I had a little studio in my house and a drum machine and all this mess. But I just never, you know, I never got together with a band, but you did. And I'm a little envious.
I played lead guitar. I played bass. I played piano and keyboards. I sat down in 1980 and was determined to learn the piano because I didn't grow up with a kid. And I practiced literally 12 hours a day for 2.5 years and was playing in piano bars.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes. I look back and go, Chris, you just didn't have the commitment.
You weren't supposed to do that. I was. Anyway, 772, we got
thanks,
you on the
Jerry.
Phone. No, seriously, you would have done it.
I know, 770.
I know. Are you with us, 770? 770?
Yes, I'm here.
Who are we speaking with you with, my dear?
Alexis.
Alisa?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, you too, girl. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a short reading, and we're going to alternate because we got several more callers in. And do press 1 if you folks want a reading, because a lot of people in the room. Alexis, can I give you a general reading? You got a particular question.
A general reading, please.
Okay. This will be 3 months in 3 minutes. It'll just cover some general things. It's about all I can cover in 3 minutes. And all you have to do, when it feels right, my dear, I'm using these 16 stones. All you have to do one time real clearly is say drop. I'll drop the stones and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, it looks like you've been through some things with a lot of things in the past, and relationships and guys and so forth. And I'm never surprised to hear this with women. Because y'all are real complex and very loving.
Yeah.
So as you go through this next week, I feel like you're making a lot of fresh attempts at balance, fresh attempts at working things out, getting things organized, getting things back in place with people you love and care about. And that's about the best you can do. You can't change the past. You can't change other people. But you can change how you're going to invest in your future. And I suggest you not worrying about things. But you start seeing how beautiful and good you are and how much you can provide and see all the good things in yourself. Because that helps you realize in the first couple of weeks, rather than realizing how much you had, been slapped in the face, it's how much you're going to turn around and really create a lot of luck for yourself and create a lot of power and fresh vision. And you don't do that if you don't get kind of shaken up. And by the third and fourth and fifth week, girl, around your home, your environment, you feel so much more stable and relaxed, even if there are changes going on there. You've just got a lot of good control because in this first week, you're setting yourself toward being in balance, which is what you want to do. And it doesn't happen overnight, but it's something in the next couple of weeks you bring a lot of fresh feelings to yourself. And don't deny yourself this chance to look at your fears and help erase some of them out of the way. It's a constant process in life, but you might as well learn how to look at them right now and address them and move on. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, this is going to bring a lot of change into the way you communicate, into the way you see yourself, into the way you see opportunities, and certainly in the way that you expand in your confidence in yourself. You raise your standards, and that helps a lot. Because toward the end of this 3 month period, you realizing that raising your standards and raising your confidence and setting yourself, sitting in your mind how you want to be balanced instead of overwhelmed actually works pretty well. And you're going to come out of this 3 month period with a knowledge of the healing that you're just now starting to learn. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It does.
Okay, well, that's short and sweet. You can listen back on the recordings, Alexis. Thanks for calling in, girl. I hope it helps you, my dear. You too. You too. You have a good evening.
You too.
And thank you, Alexis.
Thanks.
I should let you comment on that, Chris. I disconnected too quick, but I'm going to let you do. Hey,
I got the same thing you got, Gary. I did. I even pulled the universe card on her, so and I pulled the balance card. And I pulled the
God
rejoice
bless.
And celebration. So
that's exactly what I was seeing. Yeah. And
yeah.
Again, you ladies, give yourself some credit. You're more beautiful than you realize. You know. Yeah. 630, are you with us?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Gloria.
Gloria. I could do a song about that too, but you really don't want to hear that, do you?
You just said he's a great musician.
G-L-O-R-I. Boy, I've done that song a million times. Chris, why don't you sing Gloria to Gloria?
Gloria. I can't remember the words of that thing.
Well,
it was a nice song.
This is Chris. This is Chris. This is Gloria. Gloria, this is Chris. And y'all enjoy your Gloria together for a few moments. I'm going to drink some water.
Okay. Gloria, do you have a question?
Well, just seeing if anything would develop in my career or in romance.
I'm trying to look at my cards and decipher them here because I the top card was kind of looking a little funky with the other ones, but the top card was actually the Passion Ignited card, and it's a spiritual card. So I do see something, some passion ignited in your life, And now I'm picking up it's on with a relationship with someone. And I pulled the truth as a past card. I'm sensing you're a woman who is really into truth and integrity, and you're not really into playing games. And the present card I pulled was a firm foundation card, which tells me that you are grounded and you would like a relationship with someone that's a truthful person. And I also pulled the awareness card for the future card, which is a major arcana card, which is a really sweet card do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts or giftedness?
Well, I chose nursing as a career to as a way to serve God. and I recently graduated. And I do feel like I bring a healing energy to people in just doing clinical rotations for school. I've noticed that I tend to calm people down or help them, you know, battle against their fears in a situation where they're battling sickness or they're just scared or so. Yes.
Yeah.
But
well, just,
nothing's taking off. The applications are going out, but nothing's coming
nothing's
in.
Nothing's taking off.
Mm-hmm.
I well, the reason I asked you that question was because I'm seeing a lot of violet purple with you. And that always indicates to me that, and yeah, and I'm getting some hits on that. That always indicates to me that someone does have spiritual gifts. And you just said it with the words that you just told me that yes, you do. You are able to, just like when we were talking about energy before, you're able to get around people. And when your energy gets entangled with their energy, that you have a calming, very soothing energy, and it's an empathic energy, and that when they get in that energy, they will entrain with it, and you are able to pull, you know, calm them down. And I think that you have that gift, and the truth, the firm foundation, the awareness card are all really positive cards. And now, on the bottom, I pulled the the discontent boredom card. But don't let it space you out. You know, you're waiting for a job. You know, you're waiting for a relationship to come along, and so you're waiting. But I feel this is gonna happen for you, and especially I can, when I'm talking with you and hearing your voice and hearing the energy in your voice, I'm really just, I'm here, you know, I think in, you know, I'm feeling that soon you're going to be talking with someone and be in an interview, and they're going to be able to sense that and pick up on that. And you will get a job. And I think, you will find a relationship that you will be happy with. And it's not too far off. Not too far off. I mean, is any of that resonating with you?
Yes. I just feel like as soon as I get the job situated, I'll start dating again because I kind of put it on hold to finish college. But I've always had the feeling like maybe I'll meet somebody through work. But we'll see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very possible. That's very possible because you might get around someone and they'll feel that energy of yours, that empathic, you know, and get entangled with that and be, you know, oh, wow, this feels so good. And I think both of you will recognize it when it happens. So I'm feeling very positive about that. I'm not my angels and guides don't seem to be wanting to give me a timeline on that, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, I think it certainly isn't going to be any more in 6 months. I'm feeling like it's going to be months and, you know, several months, and you'll get a job. And then I can understand you putting your relationship on hold to you, because when you get, you know, you need that stableness in your root chakra, you know, to get into that, to really get into your, to move up the chakras and start putting off those vibrations that will attract, you know, attract goodness, happiness to yourself. And,
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. And your name is Gloria, right? Am I?
It is. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Gloria. I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gloria.
Yeah.
Okay,
I wanted to compliment you on one thing, Gloria. Your intention to help people, good. Good intentions. The more you, intentions matter. And when you really decide you want to live your life helping people, it's a hell of a lot better than deciding to live your life for all the money you can get and, you know, power and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, Gloria, when you guys are young, you young ladies, young guys, it's hard to learn patience. You want everything now. But the one thing you have now.
Well, I've been single for 6 years, so that's pretty patient.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that way. I just meant in general. And uh-huh. One thing that's, there's a book I read in the 70s called Be Here Now, and I'm finally learning it at 67. It's how precious mm-hmm. the moment before you is, because that's all you really have. So enjoy the moment you're living right now.
Okay.
Really do. Okay, girl? God bless you. And again, Chris, really honored the way you give readings. I get chills. You're on target and you're very good. And what a pleasure working with you, brother. What a pleasure.
Yeah. All good working with you.
Moving down the list, we got about 9 minutes, so we're going to try to get another reading or two in here. Again, you can check us out on psychicsgonewild.com. Chris White, Gary Wimmer. See what we do. We can cover a lot more in a long reading. So, 989, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Teresa.
Teresa. Gary, how are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, compared to everything in the world, I'm doing great, great, great. I don't have Ebola. I don't have ISIS in my backyard. I'm a happy person.
Right?
Said that, well, I am. You know, this would be major problems compared to what I face. In fact, every day I look at the news and I see people who really have problems and I count my blessings. God, we all should, you know. Having said that, Teresa, do you have a particular question? You want me to give you a general reading over the next couple months?
Actually, I kind of have a specific question.
Okay, why don't you throw it at me and I'll use my cards and my stones to address it. Okay.
Well, I'm curious if someone that has crossed over has a message for me.
Interesting, yes, when I dropped the stones, as soon as you said that I was dropping the stones, and yes, it was someone you had a relationship with, very closely in love with, and actually they are trying to communicate with you. Let me put it this way, they're willing to communicate with you. Souls on the other side don't want to impose. It's kind of a, you know, when you're on the other side, you realize that life is learning, and so you don't really want to deprive people. Having said that, as it says, ask and you shall receive, you have no idea how much you can communicate with your own intuitive and psychic ability. And you having this question before you now is exactly what you need to learn how to improve that communication so you can feel it. Now, remember, souls that pass over, they don't have a brain. They don't have a logical mind. They don't have lips. They don't have a body. But they're not limited by those things either. So they can't talk to you like I do, but they can cover a lot more information and appear in a lot freer form. How do you read them? With the signs. The universe at any moment, because it's all one big infinite unity, we are all, I guess, subjected constantly to the awareness of separateness, and it is an illusion. Everything in the universe is one unity, but we see ourselves separate, and we see souls that have passed as separate. And we can't help but see things that way because we experience life that way as individual humans. However, there's a lot more to life than what meets the eye, and your curiosity about wanting to connect with this loved one is indeed very healthy for you. And as you keep that in your mind, that not only do you want to, you're willing to open yourself up, allow them to communicate with you without, I guess the equivalent would be subjecting themselves to karma in some way, you know, with your permission. And as you do that, you'll find more and more and more you're going to start picking up the signs. But you have to believe in it. If you want to run the 100-yard dash and you think you're going to trip, guess what? You'll probably trip. If you set your mind, I'm going to win. Just like you, I want you to set your mind, I'm going to learn this. Then you're setting yourself up to actually learn it. There's a lady who taught me this method of reading, and I keep a little trinket of jewelry that she had all around me all the time. She passed away about 2 years ago, excuse me. And I feel her talking to me all the time. I really do. I feel my parents talking to me all the time. I really do. Every day I meditate. I meditate to four people. Jesus Christ, because he's to me the epitome of a perfected, loving human being. Son of God, however you want to look at it. My two parents and my friend Alice. And that's all I need. You know? But I do communicate with them. So, yes, you can learn this technique. How you learn to pick up your signs and read your signs is up to you. I did write a book called The Second Eternity about my near-death experience, which showed me all this stuff and convinced me immediately. It didn't show me how to do it all immediately. But you could read my book. It's on Kindle for $5, and it'll tell you how I started reading the signs. I went through 8 days of seeing nothing but intense signs. And a lot of people who read the book are blown away. They say, wow, I've experienced that. Yeah, it brings together a lot of common experiences that we've all had psychically and spiritually. Moral of the story? Absolutely. You can learn to pick them up. Just like you can learn to type. Or even if you don't play the piano, I could sit down and show you how to play. You know, someone with really great fingers may work a little bit better, but you can learn the basics. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, yes, it all very much makes sense, and most times I see the signs.
Good, you can always get better at it.
Can you, by chance, tell me what it is they are trying to tell me? Because they're around a lot.
Well, I think there's a lot of things they're trying to tell you about how to make good decisions about issues you have ahead of you, whether it's you know, legal issues, things about your house, things about moving forward. It's not one particular message. It's it's like a series of hints, because they can't tell you go to Main Street at 3 o'clock Friday, door number 7. They'll say go east or head west. Little hints. But yeah, there's a lot that can be communicated with you, to you, through them over time. You'll get better and better at developing your ability to pick up the signs, to read them. So it's not one thing. It's a series of kind of whatever you need at the moment. You know? Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Really?
Yes,
believe it.
It doesn't answer what they're trying to tell me, but...
No, there's too much.
Yes,
we've got a minute and 30 seconds. Don't have time to get into it, but they're trying to tell you all kinds of things. But you can't get it all at once. Just learn to pick up a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time, because then it's never going to be a dialogue like you or I have. It's never going to be. It's always going to be an intuitive feelings. So get used to picking it up while it's happening. Okay, my
dear? Awesome. Thank you.
We got to get out of here. Chris,
right.
Look forward to doing another show with you, man. I really do. Had a great time with you tonight.
Yeah, sweet, Gary. I enjoyed it, too. We have a lot of things in common.
God bless you. Scorpio, too, man.
I know.
That?
Go Scorpio.
And one thing I wanted to say to some of you ladies that were calling in about love, the lady I live with, who I love dearly, came up and introduced herself to me 5 years ago. And I had to pursue her for 4.5 years till we finally got together. So, you ladies have confidence. If you see someone you'd like to meet, go up and say hello. You'll never know what it'll lead toward. See you folks next week. Going out with a song called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. I wrote about 10 years ago. My crappy voice, but a nice song. See you next week. Hope to see you soon, Chris. God bless.
Okay, God bless, Gary.
You folks have a good evening. See you next week.
Good night.